Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
No truer words were ever spoken, you know. Welcome back. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline live from New York City at ESPN Studios. Alan Hahn in for Max. Yes. And we are going to do loudmouth, screaming New York radio right now.
No, we're going to listen to somebody.
No, we're going to do it, too. What do you mean, nah?
Not enough Advil in the building.
But you kind of started this, though.
Actually, I don't know if he really started.
I guess Rex,
Rex started it on New York radio. Let me turn that off. Robert Saleh then on New York radio responded to it, and then Key, you
inserted myself into somebody else's business.
Because that's what we do in this. But that is loudmouth sports talk radio.
No, the screaming in the hollering.
Can I remind you of what you said to get yourself involved in this that created even more consternation?
I don't know what I did that was so wrong, but okay.
All right, listen to yourself getting involved now in the Rex Ryan, Robert Saleh drama.
You are the head coach of a professional football team.
Semi-pro at this point, but
okay.
Jeez.
You have been put in a position of leadership to move things forward in a positive light. Rex Ryan is not the only one that feels that way about you.
Yeah.
There's thousands of New York Jet fans that feel a certain way about him. You cannot get caught up in negativity.
All right, so that was your take.
Wasn't really wrong with that.
No.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Well, I'm telling you, as a head coach and a leader of an organization, to not pay attention to foolishness outside of your building because it's going to continue to happen, especially in a place in New York City. You're going to get criticized. People are going to dissect every move you make, everything you do, how you coach, how you did. Don't let your feelings get involved because now you are showing weakness. When you start paying attention to Rex Ryan, Alan Hahn, Jay Williams, like you really are not like focus in on trying to make your team better and get some wins, and that's it. That's all you need to do.
Okay. Well, you say that, and it's interesting because you said it shows weakness.
Yes.
Michael Kay, the host of the Michael Kay Show, believes not responding would show weakness, and he responded to your comments this way.
Are you kidding me? So this is the way the world is, and it's like this on social media, too. Let anybody take shots at you, and you have to sit there and be the docile little lamb and not take any shots back. And if you do, well, then you're sensitive. Well, just win games. So the two sentences that Robert Saleh told me and Don, two sentences, that's going to prohibit him from winning against the Dolphins? Come on, Keyshawn. That's ridiculous. He had every right to answer back at Rex. And who cares if every Jet fan feels like that about Robert Saleh? It's not the same thing as a previous head coach, a Jet coach. To say that, an ex-coach saying that about a present coach, it's never said, ever. I think Saleh had every right to say that, and I'm shocked when people say he should have kept his mouth shut and not said a thing. But then, you want fire out of the guy, he doesn't give you enough fire on the sidelines, so when he answers Rex back, now he's wrong. You can't win in this world.
Jeez, man, I hope they had a doctor standing by, because... Man, he was...
You fired him up.
Nobody ever said that he couldn't beat the Miami Dolphins, that would prohibit him from beating the Miami Dolphins.
No, nothing.
Nobody ever said
nothing
that.
Nothing was said anything about prohibiting you from winning a game.
What I simply said was,
why do you pay attention to someone that, first of all, is not in your building, hasn't been in your building in quite some time as a coach?
Yes.
You are trying to figure your team out, get things going in the right direction. You don't pay attention to the as a player.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pay attention to you, Alan Hahn, when you do your writing and stuff. That's Alan Hahn's opinion. I'm going to practice.
Talk past.
If that's what
Keith.
He feels, that's what he feels.
Preach.
I don't have time to try to defend myself and my actions based on my play about someone who does not know what the hell he's talking about.
Yes, you Lord. Never responded.
It's hard to believe that, right?
To media coverage.
Never.
Never cared.
Never. Not one. If I worried about what people said about me when I played, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I wouldn't sit here. No. If I worried about everything that you said about me, not you, but Evan's dad or whatever, I would be destroyed.
Allen.
I would be the weakest thing going if I sat up there and worried about, well, Keyshawn did this, or Keyshawn don't like Kermit, or Keyshawn said this, or Keyshawn did that, or he questioned a quarterback, or Keyshawn wrote a book, or Keyshawn did this. Oh, he screamed at Gruden. Keyshawn did this. Oh, my God. Like, I would go crazy worrying about that every single damn day.
Yes, Lord.
Like, no.
See, one perspective is coming from a person that's been inside the locker room.
Yep.
The other perspective is coming from a person that talks about the locker room from the outside. Mm-hmm. So it's like every single day I get thousands of tweets. It's like me trying to respond to everybody that has something negative to say about me. Why am I doing that? They don't deserve my time. Rex Ryan doesn't deserve the time of Robert Saul. You know what I mean? Like, why is he even... Either way, I messed that one up. But you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, no, why is Robert Saleh focusing anything he has to say on what the hell Rex Ryan has to say? Because I'm sure there are other coaches that are saying similar things.
I'll give it to you for
now. I've been around four coaches as a professional.
Yep.
Five in college. Now, one of my coaches gave a damn about what was said about him. Not one. Bill Parcells, you think Bill Parcells sitting around worrying about what the hell the media is talking about?
What I didn't
or
like.
You think Tony Dungy?
No.
Or John Fox?
No, of course not.
Okay, that's sitting around Robinson.
But were they 2-7?
Doesn't.
With a defense that gave up a historic amount of points over a four-game span.
They were still criticized. Oh, criticized. On, but doesn't matter what the record is, it's still criticized.
You are in New different. York. You're damned. Allen, let's stop with all this, y'all. You're in New York City. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Fair.
If he had been aggressive, people are going to criticize it because he's losing.
Well, Adam Gase was aggressive and they hated him.
How'd that work out? Right? If you were aggressive all the time and it wasn't translating,
Adam Gase was aggressive.
We're going to have a problem with him because, look, it's not translating, but he's aggressive. Like, just can't win unless you win games.
Adam Gase was aggressive and they hated him. They helped run him out of town.
Well, Robert Saleh.
He helped that.
Robert Saleh is being blamed for the mistakes of this ownership group and for the mistakes of the Jets for the last decade.
There you go.
Because me and Allen, as Jets fans, we're tired of being told patience. We're tired of being told, well, it's just his first year. Well, it's just a rookie quarterback. I was told, well, it's just a rookie quarterback with Geno Smith. I was told, well, it's just a rookie quarterback with Sam Darnold. I was told, be patient with Todd Bowles. I was told, be patient with Adam Gase. I'm tired of being patient. And unfortunately, Robert Saleh is getting the heat because he took over a franchise that is at its worst time in history for the last decade.
Okay.
This is the longest running sustained losing for the Jets.
But that's not my issue longest with Robert Saleh, Allen. My issue is you don't need to respond to the pressure and the criticism. Fix it and try and win games.
Now it's my turn. He took the wrong job. That's what that shows me.
Well, that's
because
true.
Because you
true.
Have to be – you. And I think this job is not for everyone. There's certain people that this job – because this is a circus. This franchise is a circus. And when you respond – and this is my issue. It's not defending yourself. It's not any of that stuff. This is because all you did was perpetuate the circus that is this franchise with a former coach – criticizing the current coach and the current coach instead of just letting it go away and let the bluster and the hot air float away and let me worry about what I got to do. No, we only just fuel the flames and the circus continues because you made it a story. You breathe life into a story that, by the way, is on day three. It should be over by now, but it's day three. That's the problem. It's a circus. It stays that way. And the only way it doesn't is if someone comes and takes the circus nets down.
And this is how
number
you take
three.
And this is how you and this is how you take the circus net down. All gas, no brakes. I'm not saying that. First of all, I'm honored to have this job. It's great to be a coach in the National Football League. There's a lot of work to be done. We right now, you know, I've assessed it. I looked at it. I've looked at the roster. We've dug through it. We turned it over many times before I accepted this job. I know it's going to be a lot of work ahead of me. We're going to have a young team. We're going to try to be exciting, but there's going to be some growing pains moving forward. We know this. You've got to stay patient with me on this one, and trust me, I'm not walking in the door telling you all gas, no brakes, and But that's why he was compared to Rex because he came in with that.
But you he comes in with, when it flips, it's going to be freaking awesome.
You can't do
that. Who says that?
But you can't do that.
No, you can't.
You can't do that.
Not when you go 2-7.
Because you got to know the job that you've taken. It's 32 of them. It's only 32. And out of the 32, 15 of them ain't going to have a turnover every 5 years. There'll be 15 that will and 15 that won't. And the ones that keep turning over are the bad organizations. There's only 32 of them. See, for the life of me, I would never take the Detroit Lions job. I don't give a damn how much money they're going to give me. Because the Detroit Lions job, you're gonna die in that one.
Right.
You're going to get fired.
A short term.
Man, and the Jets are the same way.
That's rent, don't buy. Yeah, exactly. Well, all right, let's, again, we're talking about what Salah said in reaction to Rex. Let's make sure we remind everybody of what he said, and you can hear it and then decide for yourself. Did he say too much? Did he not say enough? Here's how Michael Kay set it up and how Salah responded.
Rex Ryan just excoriated you today. He said, why should people compare him to me? He's not me. He's had bad defenses. He's not showing emotion on the field. He really tore into you like I've never heard a former coach tear into a present coach. Your thoughts on what Rex said?
Guys, honestly, you know what? I've never met Rex. I've never had a conversation with Rex. I don't even know him except for people who know him throughout the league. So obviously, if it's that personal for him, he knows where to find me. So,
were you surprised that he said it?
Oh, I'm not surprised by him. He's always got something to say.
When you listen to it back, it sounds very benign, right? It's just that last part that felt personal. That last part.
Well, because it is personal. I mean, it is personal. It seems personal.
Yeah.
Because if it weren't personal, you would have just ended with, you know where to find me. And that would have been it.
Yeah, but that's what gives it. That's the drama that's added to it. How about this? Key, we love playing this game. Key, you are the coach. I am Michael Kay. I ask you, I set it up by telling you, man, Rex Ryan just tore into you saying, don't ever compare me to that guy. What do you have to say to that?
Rex who? You know, I'm focused in on this team, the task at hand. You know, my next game, we certainly didn't play well against the Bills. I'm ashamed of that. But my focus is clearly on my football, on my team and the organization. Outside noise don't penetrate us. We built the steel.
Conversation over. Has no legs to it.
Rex who is now your headline. You just gave me
but
a headline.
I would not even say
you said Rex who. That's all I needed.
I would not even say Rex who.
Yeah.
I would have just went right into that line. It would have been, the conversation would have been deaded. It would have been over. I wouldn't have said, you know where to find me. I wouldn't have said things at the end like, yeah, we always expect stuff like this from Rex. I would have did it the conversation.
Rex who? And then your follow-up would be who? Well, after I said Rex who, what's your follow-up as a reporter? Where'd you go ask me?
You kept going, though.
And then what you going to come back with?
Nothing. You gave my headline.
Oh, I gave you a headline?
You did. You said Rex who.
So the next day they say,
why would I want to get you? I would never give you the chance to back away.
And then the next day some reporter going to say, well, you wouldn't mention Rex Ryan's name. And I said, if I start listening to guys like Coach Ryan, I soon be working at ESPN with him.
Then you gave me another headline.
I don't care.
You just gave me 2 days of stories.
But it doesn't matter. I don't care about the stories. I'm just telling you that. You can write what you want to write.
But you just did what he did.
I didn't, because I didn't take no personal shots. Okay?
You said Rex who?
Yeah, Rex who.
As if you don't know who Rex Ryan is.
Maybe I do know, but I don't care.
Well,
Rex who?
But like damn, I said, that's you do how, your damn that,
you that, are. And that's, the circus tent
that's how,
stays
if
up.
I'm him, that's how small Rex is to me. Is I don't even, it doesn't, it's noise. That's for you to
I
write.
The simple thing to say is when you're 2-7, you're open to criticism from everyone. God.
Can I go back? Yeah, that's you guys talk about you guys taking the wrong job, right?
It's the wrong job.
It was the wrong job.
Wrong
for
job.
Him.
Everybody can't just hand pick the
no,
jobs.
No, you can. That's why I said it's 32 of them. Some jobs aren't the right jobs.
I understand, but like you don't know what his current situation was. Like, just because jobs
I'm assuming
come up,
he's in a great situation.
I know, but that's
in San Francisco.
It's like David Culley couldn't just handpick a job, right? Like, he took the Houston Texans job because
David Culley
and we
is
talked about
90
that
years old.
Yeah, I understand.
He needed
like,
to take the job.
But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes people feel like they have to get out or they want to do things on their own.
Well, to be fair.
Yeah, but
to be fair,
in all Robert, context, though, Robert Saleh's 20 years old, man. He got plenty of time for another head coach job.
To be fair, too, for Robert Saleh, this job actually had some personal connection to him. His brother was at the World Trade Center. There was something about this job, New York, all that. It just felt like this was right. Joe Douglas, if you've met him, if you talk to him, you know there's a guy I would love to work with because of his personality and reputation.
That may be the case.
Issue is the franchise at the very top, and of course the coverage of it. And you know how we do reputation or reality?
Yeah.
The Jets franchise, reputation is reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most frustrating thing about it. And the only person who has really, I think, rid the franchise for a very short period of time of that is Bill Parcells. He came in and changed everything.
Well, no, it wasn't.
And when he left,
but here's what I was
saying. Came back.
It was the right job for Bill.
Because he knew New York. He had a resume.
Not only did he know New York, we were loaded. We just had we had Richie Kotite, for crying out loud. Okay? The guy was standing on the damn field with a cell phone and not even watch practice. So it was the right job. We had 9 Pro Bowlers on a team that won one game.
Amazing.
And then the next two seasons later, we in a championship game.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right job. So you take the job because the roster was full of players. You don't take a job, and I understand family, I understand connection. This is a different job than when Rex took over from Mangini. When Rex took over from Mangini, they had some pieces in play.
Oh, yeah.
They just didn't have the right coach. And all they did was brought in a quarterback that can manage the situation, get Thomas Jones, get a few little other pieces, and knew what to do,
mm-hmm.
and was one game away from going to the Super Bowl twice in a row. And then the wheels eventually started to fall off. That's not the case for Robert Saleh. Why it's a bad job is because you're starting at the bottom in a city with no patience. None. This is not Jacksonville.
Rebuilding in New York is
it's not Jacksonville.
An impossible thing to do.
It's not Atlanta.
Right. Exactly.
You know, this is
right.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
This is New York Giants. This is stress.
Yeah, saying when we flip it, it's going to be freaking awesome is a quote that in
you
Jacksonville
ain't gonna never, you ain't gonna get,
would sell.
Here, you ain't going to get the time to
gets,
flip it.
Right, it gets mocked
it's
here.
It's the reality of it.
Exactly.
So with a guy like Josh McDaniels, he got opportunity after opportunity every year. He sits back, he assesses it. He goes, you know what? No, I'm good. Because it doesn't work. It doesn't fit. And I understand it's only 32 of them. You know, you look at Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy said, I don't even want to interview with the Houston Texans. It's not the right time. It's not the right fit. David Culley had to take that. He's 1,000 years old.
All right, with that in mind, so there's people on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed that want to know about Key's beef with Michael Irvin, why that's different from this with Rex. Now, this is when you were
beef?
A player.
Yeah, beef with Michael Irvin.
Yeah, this is
yeah,
from
–
all right, so you – so when you were with the Cowboys
uh-huh. –
you ripped Michael Irvin on a weekly serious NFL radio show.
I don't know that to be the case.
Among other things, you said, quote, I know that when my career is over, wherever he's ranked, he'll be under me. You claim that if you played with Irvin's Cowboys teams, you would have doubled his numbers. Also said as an analyst.
No, that don't even sound right.
Study. That's just what.
Oh, no, that ain't nothing but a lie right there. Because I would never say
no. Quoted?
No, I don't know where you found that at.
Oh,
Evan,
boy.
Evan must be typing that because that don't even sound right.
Oh, boy. Evan, where is this from?
That's one of my best friends. Been one of my best friends my whole
so
career.
So where did this come from then?
Yeah, where did this come from?
This was put on the screen.
This is multiple people on Twitter brought this up. And I found the quotes on a Sports Illustrated article.
No, you couldn't have.
You never said any of that?
That's one of my best friends, man.
Lies.
One of my best friends. Been one of my best friends the entire career.
Is there another wide receiver named Johnson?
No, but I need to finish hearing the rest of it, though, because it's interesting. Anybody that's not a damn fool that would say double his statistics, like, what are you talking about?
You said that Michael Irvin doesn't study either.
Like
Phil
what? What?
Irvin was asked for his reaction and said, I won't even get to a point where I'm comparing my career with Keyshawn's. I wouldn't do my career that injustice.
No, they lying like hell. They know where in the world, man.
Wow, Key,
I know damn well.
Johnson also said that as an analyst, Irvin doesn't study today's game like Phil Simms does.
Oh.
Wow.
That's such a lie.
Damn.
So,
what smells like some poop to me?
I know who Keith's co-host at NFL Radio is. I mean, I feel like we need to get to the bottom of
it. Yeah, please get to the bottom of that.
Wow.
Man, where's the playmaker? Liars. I want to bring him on to talk to him about this.
Michael's on Mondays?
Mondays.
Yeah, Mondays. Yeah, we need to have him on earlier to respond.
I don't study. That don't even sound like me.
Wow.
I don't study. He doesn't study.
Let me go to Google just to
Bill
confirm
Sims
this.
Does.
Bill Sims?
Out of all the references, why would you reference Bill Sims?
Somebody did some detective work on him.
No, but I wonder. Yeah. I wonder.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
If we was joking about something and somebody took something that we said joking around and took it in.
The media always taking you out of context.
No, took it and made something out of it.
Every time, always the media's fault. Always taking you out of context.
Jay, how many times
first
did you
headline
do that
too? I see?
They also said I don't like Tony Romo because I said he was a diva. Like what are you talking about?
Yeah, but you call people diva, you still.
But
like
they
them.
Also said I didn't like Tony Romo because I called him a diva. It was headlines for like a week.
I don't know.
Yeah, what does it say, Jay?
We need to go deeper into this.
I'm still digging
this.
Here. Uh-oh. Yeah, there's so much to unpack.
I'll tell you what, we can't get Michael Irvin today. He's on Mondays, but Stephen A. knows him well. Let's get Stephen A.'s reaction to this and much more. And we'll do that coming up next.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I know exactly what it was.
You
now.
Do?
Yeah.
You feeling better about this now?
Yeah, because they done twisted the story 1,000 times on social media. Michael Irvin was working here at ESPN, and it was 2005, I was playing for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I did a sit-down with Michael Irvin at Cowboy Stadium, at that Cowboy Stadium, Cowboy facility.
Yep.
And him and I was just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that he's messing with our money and messing with my money, talking about the team and talking about how bad we are face-to-face in a sit-down. They took that and made it sound like I ripped him. I know exactly what it was. Exactly, 100%. Now that I have to think about it, when you gave me the date, I'm like, never ripped no Michael Irvin.
This is an article from the New York Post, October 7th, 2005.
Oh, God.
Yes. Andrew Marchand spoke with Michael Irvin after...
A sit-down.
Michael Irvin said that the Cowboys had a bunch of number two receivers. You didn't like that, so you, on your weekly show on Sirius NFL Radio... shot back, saying again, I know when my career is over, whatever he's ranked, he'll be under me, and claimed that if he played with those Cowboy teams that Irvin won Super Bowls with, that you'd have doubled his numbers. And you also said as an analyst that he doesn't study today's game like Phil Sims does. And so that's where
Marshawn lying.
He asked Michael Irvin for his reaction, and Irvin said, I wouldn't even get to a point where I'm comparing my career with Keyshawn's. I wouldn't do my career that injustice. And when he was asked who the best receivers in the league were at that time, this is again in 2005, he said T.O., Randy Moss, Torrey Holt, Chad Johnson, Marvin Harrison. And what about Keyshawn?
I don't remember that.
He said they sleep well.
They sleep well?
Yeah. Those guys don't have to worry about you.
This is such riveting content for me. Key cannot recall.
So you guys are such good friends right now.
I don't know that.
That's your guy, right?
That's always been my guy. So I don't remember that. Always. 100%.
Hmm.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I mean, this is just, look, it's in a newspaper. It must be true.
I don't care about no damn newspaper.
It's in a newspaper. It must be
true. Yeah, exactly. You mean taking what they want to take out and make it sound juicy to sell newspapers at that time?
He said that the Cowboys had a bunch of number two.
Yeah, see, I don't remember.
A bunch
I don't remember
number
the
two
playmaker.
Receivers. You wouldn't take that personally.
I don't think the playmaker said that, but I could be wrong. Maybe he did. He didn't say it to me.
Oh, he did.
He didn't say it to me.
Well, he didn't say it to you directly, like
face to face.
He
didn't say it to me. So all I can do is take it with a grain of salt.
I can't.
Get caught up in that.
Beautiful mind.
I sat down with him. It was an interview. I remember the
interview.
I remember that he was talking about the team us not being as good or something like that. And we did a sit down. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
And we talked about.
I think him saying that your team had a bunch of number two receivers.
But I don't think he didn't say that. And he didn't say that for the doing the sit down. That wasn't what the sit down was about. I don't have no idea what the newspaper's talking about.
I'm so curious. I wish I can go back and just be a fly on the wall to see what frame of mind Key was at that moment during that interview on Sirius.
No, it was ESPN. Me and the playmaker sat down when he worked here with us. And no,
but your comments
I'm
talking about your comment on Sirius.
When you were
on
Sirius.
Well, we going to get the tape, I think.
Are we getting the tape? Evan, are we efforting?
Evan's working for it.
Are we efforting this, Evan, or is this not going to happen?
We're efforting the audio. It might take a little while. It is, you know, from when Key played, so it's a while ago.
This will make you want to stay tuned or at least make sure you're tuned
in. I really
in tomorrow.
Do know. I mean, my favorite part of all of this is when Michael Irvin said defensive coordinators can't sleep when they are getting ready to prepare against guys like Marvin Harrison, Chad Johnson, Torrey Holt, Randy Moss, T.O. How about Keyshawn? They sleep well. That's something Key would say.
You said what?
That's something Key would say.
Absolutely.
That is something Key would say.
Because I know different. They ain't sleep well when I took the field.
Key, how are defense coordinators sleeping when they prepare against a guy like Zach Wilson?
They sleep well.
Come on.
So Key is the little brother for playmaker, and I'm the little brother for Key. I get it. I see it.
No, I beat the playmaker up. I ain't the playmaker. I don't give a damn if he in the Hall of Fame, he got three rings or not. I said it on my show right now. I beat the playmaker up. See, playmaker this, can't jibber jab with
this
me.
This sounds more like the Key that said that.
Not
back
and forward.
That's what this sounds like.
I think we got him back.
Playmaker, no.
I don't recall. Playmaker came back. I'm telling you right now. Yeah.
No, yeah. I don't recall that, though, because that's my dude. It's been my dude since day one, so I don't even. No, man. I'm like the dude in the SMU documentary. Does this look like my writing? Alan, does this look like my signature? Remember that dude? He looked at it, he goes, does this look like my signature, Jay? Is that mine? I'm that guy. I don't recall that. No, who knows what I was doing.
But you understand now, this is what people, as
Man,
much as
I
you,
don't give
people
a damn.
Love this.
No,
love this.
I don't love it.
Love
it's
beef.
Garbage.
We love when you guys are real about your feelings and don't give me like we love it. Now I don't love it as a coach of my team. It's
give
a circus.
It to you real.
But people love it when there's no filter. Tell me how you really feel about this player in the league and don't give me all this. Well, he's a really good player.
Somebody just text me.
What'd you get?
Fire Evan.
Putting you on the spot. Putting you
what
on the spot.
What
about
homeboy just text Fire Evan?
Evan, it's been real.
We all know. Thank you for your time.
No,
you
he's all right.
TSPN.
No,
you know.
That's my guy, man. So. Evan's my guy. He's going to L.A. with me.
Well, all right. So we'll have much more coming
Does my
up.
My wife know that?
Yeah. Keyshawn.
Jay's wife don't know yet either, but she'll soon know when Jay tell her.
Wait, what?
You didn't hear me? I said Evan's going to L.A. with me. He said, does his wife know?
Oh.
And I said, Jay doesn't know either. His wife, he said, Jay's wife doesn't know either, but as soon as you tell her you're going to L.A., she'll know.
You know. There won't be much hesitation either. Warm weather.
You see my ears perk up? I said,
yeah,
wait,
excuse me?
Wait, what?
What does she know?
What just happened?
We'll figure all this stuff out coming up next.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You don't know with this show, you get sports talk. You also get some singing. You get some music. And let's talk about some movies, too, as well. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Max today. And guys, there's a movie coming out called National Champions.
I see you, Basil. My boy Basil produced it, also the producer for John Wick movies.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if you watch the trailer, it obviously looks very well done. And it's about college championship game, college football championship. J.K. Simmons is the head coach. And the star of the of his team, and he's never won a championship before, he's in the championship game. Star of his team decides right before the national championship game to say he's not going to play and tries to get any because of which has become a huge topic in college sports, the idea that there's billions of dollars made off of the college championship game and players get none of it. So he tries to get the players to follow him and strike and fight for fair compensation, equality, and respect for athletes who are the ones that are putting themselves on the line for the game. I mean, this is going to touch a nerve, this movie. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
I mean, I'll be real with you. A couple years ago, I suggested on ESPN, as related to March Madness, that the players do something like this. You know, I know that, we have inched closer towards a lot more, obviously, with name, image, and likeness. But when you still look at the amount of money that is being grossed revenue-wise – from sports such as college football and college basketball, it is incredible. You're talking about in the billions and billions of dollars. So, yes, it has to subside a lot of other sports, but I think this movie showcases a head coach and how his legacy could ultimately be affected if the players boycott the game while having a star player lead this charge on the country's biggest stage in a sport that is considered America's sport, football, and players standing up for their rights. And, you know, it's a huge sacrifice, but I do believe one day this has the potential to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever get to that point because I think they'll figure it out and fix it way beforehand because you just don't – look, first of all, I done played the entire season and taking a chance on not only injuring myself to derail my professional career in economics, but then at the 11th hour I decide to pull a rug – from underneath the NC2A or whomever, the university, because of the name, like this, an image situation. I just don't foresee a player doing that in real life. And I also don't think that they'll let it get to that point when those threats become real.
Well, how do you, like, to me, I look at it from a player perspective of this guy who's trying to get in the movie. Like, here's where I start to wonder about the reality of it, but of course it's a movie. Okay, so you're a star player on the team, which means you're probably going to the NFL.
Yeah.
You got a contract waiting for you. You got big money waiting for you. And you want me to not play in the biggest game, which will be, for me, the biggest game of my life. You want me to just now? You want me to say I'm not going to play? Like that, there's got to be – I'm hoping that
there will be a lot of guys, but there's a lot of guys that opt out of bowl games that –
because they're going to the league, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys that opt out.
Yeah, but nobody's asked. But you're opting out. You're not asking me, well, this is the biggest game of my life, to also opt out.
I could make the case,
he's asking
Alan,
everybody to strike and not play in this game.
I'm doing this for people like you so that you can participate in the rev share, ultimately, of what's missing out.
I'm not going to see any of that money, and look, I'm not going to get to play in the national championship game.
I was about to say, Blue Eyes, where's that guy at? Because I don't know no college player that's thinking about somebody coming behind them and worried about.
You had college players this past year in the NCAA tournament when the pandemic was going on that openly spoke out about this and tried to form somewhat of a coalition. Well, I mean, there's one thing to unionize or try to.
Well, you can't unionize because then you'll be considered an employee.
But
that's the problem with having any red
shirt. It's one thing to rally the troops.
I hear what Key's saying about, like, inevitably it'll get there. But in order for it to get there, then the NCAA has to look at these students no longer as students, but as employees that would say that this is now a business. And that brings on a union. Then they can have representation. That's unpacking a whole big thing in order for them to participate in the red shirt.
Well, how about what name, image, and likeness now has done to where in a movie like this, the star player, he can make money off his name, image, and likeness, but nobody else is going to make what he's making, right?
Very true.
Like, has that changed this conversation at all, do you think? We've seen some programs where there's like local dealerships and stuff that are giving players, no matter who you are, either crazy, money or gifts that normally wouldn't have been allowed.
The crazy thing about that is that that thing's slowing down, and it's going to slow down even more.
Why?
One is the guys that are already there, you don't necessarily get the value, the bang for the buck. Not only that, you know how many players that sign the deals with sponsorships that either don't start, got hurt, and isn't finished the season? I could just name one at USC, Kadon Slovis, the quarterback. Signed a huge – have you seen him play this year? Have you seen him play? He doesn't even start anymore. Think about King, the quarterback of the University of Miami. He got hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think he's played but like two games this year.
Right.
So that thing – you slow that thing down.
So next year you won't see that because this year it seemed like
the market got flooded.
Yeah, you jumped on
it. It was a hot deal.
The next year the market will correct itself. So is this still going to be an issue then? Again, as we know, this movie will come out, I think, mid-December. December 10th is when it's supposed to be released. National Champions, it's called. I mean, it should create a conversation because it really has been. When we get to bowl season and when we get to the national championship, you see just how much money is invested in this game, knowing that the players on the field are seeing none of it.
Alan, all business models adapt and change, right, according to the time. So think about where we're going with live sporting rights to events, live events. Think about how much live events matter. Think about where we're going with companies like Apple, Amazon, people participating in this market. Mm-hmm. Live events are only going to go up more. So there will be more revenue at stake in the future.
It's crazy to think that. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, and you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, no contract, all on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required, actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
I never said that about Michael Irvin either.
Yeah, did we get to the bottom of this yet? Because all your friends are trying to get people fired now.
Yeah.
Like that's like, how it this works. Is what happens.
That's
like,
how it works.
Evan,
you mess
out of here.
You mess with me.
Apparently, I can't host the show anymore.
You mess with me, I got people that take care of you with no problem at all.
Who's messing with you?
It's called the Black Mafia.
You know, you're trying to mess around and embarrass me on national television and radio. We got something for you.
Am I embarrassing you with facts?
No, this guy, Evan.
The things that actually happen.
He's pulling things up. Evan. He's pulling things up that have no validity whatsoever. No legs at all.
I never said that. Like, is that what you're giving me now?
This is not my handwriting.
Yes, it's correct. It's not my handwriting. That doesn't look like my signature. Doesn't look like my signature.
You know what? No, because this is the people who listen to the show.
Yep.
This is what they want to know.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
On the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, at Key, J, and Max. We're going to just listen to Key lie like he didn't have a beef going on with Michael Irvin?
No, I never had a beef. No, there's no beef.
Say those things about the playmaker?
If I had a conversation with Michael Irvin in a sit-down interview, there may have been things exchanged.
Johnny Ice, at Johnny Ice New York, at Key J and Max. Key's a total hypocrite. We forget the Michael Irvin incident? Ooh, there's two.
There is no Mike. They must have really turned that into something. They really must have turned it into something.
Did you or did you not say those things that were on the record, transcribed, and
I don't recall.
Dan and Bob talking sports.
I plead the fifth.
No, I didn't say there's a difference between
I don't recall. Fair. Valid
at
point.
Keyshawn, at Real J Williams. Ooh. October 5th. Key. Oh. Serious NFL radio interview. Mm. When my career is over, he'll be under me. Mm. If Key played with Irvin's teams, he would have two times Irvin's stats.
Ooh.
Also said that as an analyst, Irvin doesn't study.
Guys, I got to tell you.
That's Dan and Bob talking sports.
Those are salacious allegations.
And I gotta be honest,
these do sound like things that Key may have said. It does kind of like sound a little bit like Key, but if my friend doesn't recall, I stand by him.
Yeah, I don't recall ever calling the playmaker a non-studier. I don't recall that.
Are you misremembering? Is that what you're telling me? You misremember?
Really? Because the Raider War Report at KJ and Max says, I remember this vividly. Wow, Keyshawn said Irvin prepared him to be. He is. LOL. Uh-oh. Stop it.
Irvin said what?
Are we going down a dark alley? What happened?
Keyshawn said Irvin prepared him to beast. He is. LOL. Stop it. I'm just reading what these people say.
Yeah, I have no idea what the people are talking about.
The witnesses have spoken. Last word? Look, we have plenty of witnesses, Your Honor.
Do we have any other witnesses?
Can we bring more? Do we need Exhibit A? What I'll say before we close this thing out.
I need more callers.
If I in fact said anything that would offend anybody anyone feel uncomfortable in any situation, I certainly apologize.
Yes.
The goalie, and he hits it in the puck.
Yeah, that...
All right, one more. Is it just me or is Key? Nope, can't read that one.
I certainly didn't mean to offend anyone.
Order!
If I offended the Dallas Cowboys and Michael Irvin, I am certainly sorry for that.
You have one job today.
I show up and everything goes to hell. Guess
what?
Way
to leave us for the noon show.
Sorry.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.